This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Puerto Rico is in a tough spot to deal with recession, high unemployment. The territory borrowed more than $72 billion, and now it can't pay the interest due. Puerto Ricans may lose the money they were encouraged to invest in bonds, and vulture hedge funds that bought those bonds are squeezing the territory to pay in full. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from Puerto Rico.
Old San Juan feels far less foreign than I expected. It's a lot like Orlando. College kids on spring break, moms and dads taking their kids souvenir shopping. It's hard to tell this place is paralyzed by more than $70 billion of debt. You got to talk to some of the people here, like those responsible for solving these problems. Senator Ramon Luis Nieves.
We are undergoing a massive depression here, not in an economic sense of the word, but on an emotional sense of the word. People have lost hope about what kind of Puerto Rico we will have in the next few years. The conditions of living in Puerto Rico have become unbearable.
At the University of Puerto Rico, students are upset. They say the government's using money that should be going to the classroom to pay creditors. More than two-thirds of the university's revenue comes from the government. Already, faculty's been laid off, and class sizes are bigger. Guillermo Guasp is a graduate student at UPR. He knows the government's broke, but still feels like they're owed.
We believe that the Treasury Department should give the University of Puerto Rico $80 million that right now is this, at this moment that they owe us.
He says the governor's already told the people it can't repay its debt. That's why it's asking Washington for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection, something Puerto Rico currently doesn't have.
If in reality there is no way to pay the debt, we should stop paying it while this negotiation process is going on.
It's not just college students who are frustrated. A sense of hopelessness pervades the island. Unemployment's at 12%. The government stopped making pension payments, and it might not be able to pay for Medicaid, something two-thirds of the population depends on. Jose Sosa Llorens is a lawyer in San Juan. He says when the federal government got rid of tax incentives for mainland businesses, it didn't have a plan to make up for them leaving.
We have to go into the economic model and in the end even discuss and question the nature of the relationship with the United States. What we need to find out is how can we improve this relationship so that this economy grows again.
For individual Puerto Ricans, one solution is to pack up and move to Florida or New York. A lot of them do. It's pretty easy. They're U.S. citizens. Tens of thousands, especially young people, leave the island every year. And it puts the Puerto Rican government back in the same hard place it knows all too well. No tax revenue, no services, unless you borrow to make up that gap. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
For a brief history of how Puerto Rico ended up with all this debt, check out our timeline on Marketplace.org.